Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry says technology-driven agriculture can generate wealth. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Police emergency.
Good night, officer. I hope the thieves them don't give the police them no trouble tonight. Cause you know them a loser.
Thank you, ma'am. If you see anything though, don't be afraid to call us and keep safe.
Yes, man. Uno are my best friend.
All right, that's good to know. Have a good night, ma'am.
All right.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force is urging persons to use the police 119 number only for situations that require immediate assistance from the police, fire department, or ambulance. Doing otherwise could delay assistance to someone with a real emergency, a message from the Jamaica Information Service. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries says one of its key priorities is to continue to promote the use of technology as a critical tool in growing the agriculture sector. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Stephen Wedderburn, says introducing agriculture into the school curriculum at an early age is important in showing Jamaicans how viable it can be as a career choice at building the economy. He says including agricultural technology in school programs is of critical importance since the application of technology to agriculture is a key component of modernizing and sustaining the sector. Mr. Wedderburn says the business of agriculture should be taken seriously, noting that technology-driven agriculture represents a model for youth involvement in the sector, which in turn will help the country create a wealthier society. Technology will increase the speed of the sowing process, boost efficient reaping, and move primary agricultural produce up along the value chain to agro-processing and packaging, which is essential to adding value and expanding revenue in the sector. Mr. Wedderburn was speaking on behalf of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda at Knox Community College's recently held third annual Agri-Expo in Manchester. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the St. Thomas-based Source Farm Foundation and Eco Village will be hosting an entrepreneur meet and greet showcase dubbed Slow Money at The Haven at Hillcrest, 12 Hillcrest Avenue, Kingston 6, starting at 4 p.m. For more information, call 479-6847. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Wanna cost nothing? Give good measure. Translation, what costs nothing gives good measure. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Give me back my marker.
No, I want back my marker, but I'm using it.
Uncle Arville,
talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Arville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Arville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric, continue playing, and remember, respect.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people tend to be generous with items that are of no cost to them. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.